أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وابتغي فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله Most respected honorable ulama ikram, hufaz of the Quran, respected elders, friends in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity of seeing the auspicious month of Ramadan with iman, with health. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala crown the efforts of one and all with acceptance, qabuliyah, alhamdulillah, lot of fasting during the day, striving at night. Many had dug very deep into their pockets, helping the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all had pledged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the auspicious month of Ramadan at different occasions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our efforts and sacrifices. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned hadith recorded in Sahih Muslim, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ أو كما قال النبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fasting person enjoys two moments and occasions of jubilation, happiness, joy. One is at the time of the termination of the fast, that this period of Ramadan, 29 days, South African terms, after fasting 29 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates the sacrifice, the efforts, the qurbani, the tadhiyah of every one of us, that He has blessed us with the day of Eid. The day of Eid where there is, it's not permissible, it's actually haram, that a person fast on the day of Eid. I am so happy and pleased with your striving, with your commitments, with your efforts in the month of Ramadan. It's the day now, yawmu aklin wa shurb. It's the day to eat and to enjoy the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a very temporary joy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Actually, the joy of Eid for some is that after the day of Eid and the days that follow, you have to go on a diet for what you indulged in. You had eaten so much, now it's the time that, listen, let me give my stomach a little bit of a break. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates that sacrifice, that the day of Eid is given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's a yearly sacrifice and a yearly celebration. But there is one milestone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate so greatly. This achievement of fasting every Ramadan, brothers, you'll never understand the importance of that milestone of being able to fast one entire month until you don't age. The person who's in his 80s, 85, 90s, ask him. One brother is 86, meeting him after the month of Ramadan, he's hugging and he says, crying, Mufti Saab, before Ramadan I didn't think I'll manage the whole month. Every single day I fasted, not one I missed. Alhamdulillah, he's so happy. He says, from this day to that day, I never missed a day of Ramadan. I was so worried about this Ramadan. 86 and I still fasted all. So that is the yearly accomplishment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the spiritual month to prepare for a yearly sacrifice or a milestone, a sacrifice of a lifetime that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses, like just as we sacrifice 1 month blessed with the day of Eid. If we sacrifice one life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with happiness the day we pass away. وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّي. That is the second moment of joy for a believer, when he meets his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just as a person works hard for 1 month, a period of a month, if he has to work hard for a period of a lifetime only, very small period of life, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, the day our eyes close, that's the day that we are the happiest, waiting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as we live, shall we die? As we are living our lives, we will die like that. A person, father, his life was his children. Allah blessed him, he had the son after many daughters, and he said, he's going to become my hafiz. He's going to take me to Jannah. And he was happy about it. So he was on this road to nurture, upbring his son on that right path, make him hafizul Quran. The son was on the journey, alhamdulillah. And there comes that moment, and he says, Papa, tomorrow there's a certain event in school. Father is enjoying that happiness so much. He says, boy, tomorrow I'm picking you up from school. Leave mommy, I'm coming. He takes early leave from work, leaves the office, picks up his son, en route to spoil him for the occasion. Leave what you have, I'll buy brand new things for you for tomorrow's occasion. You my son, like, you know, he prides his son. En route to the venue or to the shop, accident, the son witnesses his father passing away. Father is passing away in front of him. Anyway, someone stopped, gave him a cell phone and says, let's phone, we'll phone and we calm people. Just come to the scene first, etc. But this man is talking to him. He's talking to a small boy, 11, 12 years old. He says, who's that? He says, my father. He says, it's your father? Yes. He says, where do you come from? He says, just finished school. Where are you going? My father is going to spoil me. Now that memory is stuck in his head. That the father lived for his son and he'll die for his son also. I'll do anything for my son. So as we live, shall we die? Such a Mubarak death. The son is telling his mother, Ma, I'm not worried about how old you are. I'm not worried about how busy is Makkah Mukarramah. I know it's very busy last 10 days. But my happiness is not to go, but to take you for Umrah. And his mother wants to go. Subhanallah, as one of our relatives and friends mentioned to us, he says, Mawlana, no matter how busy is Makkah Mukarramah, isn't Allah got a space for everyone there? There is one musalla for you. Don't worry, you'll find your spot. So he says, Ma, I have to take you. I can't go on my own. So he takes his mother. But the mother always used to tell the friends and neighbors. He says, when they used to, she was sickly, they would comfort her whenever she was sick. But she would always caution them, you all won't make it for my janazah. He said, don't speak like that. Inshallah, you'll be okay. You're not going to make it. Why are we not going to make it? You're going to be in Durban. She wasn't from Durban. She was in another city of South Africa, from Johannesburg. He says, no. I will be overseas. By the time you get your flight, you will. She passed away in Makkah Mukarramah, with her son holding her hand, taking her to the Haram Sharif. That was the last memory of the son. I held my mother's hand and took her to Haram Sharif. She passed away in front of Kaaba Sharif. As we live, shall we die? But that message is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with those moments of happiness. Like the month of Ramadan, you live it religiously, with a routine, only with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my banda, enjoy this day of Eid. You're not allowed to fast. Merry make, enjoy it. If this limited life of 50 to 60 years,
we live in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loving and enjoying the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Allah, the deen will be the happiest of people, waiting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّي. So what's the need of the hour? The call for the ummah at present is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever you've done in the auspicious month of Ramadan, but follow through, just as a person who's playing for the desired effect of that shot. You have to follow through with the shot. Then you'll get the top spin and whichever spin you want. Follow through. You can't stop halfway. Just as we've just given ourselves a boost, let's not get stuck. Follow through. مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَهُ سِتَّمْ مِنْ شَوَّالِ كَانَ كَصِيَامِ الدَّهَرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the sharia is already facilitating for you to follow through and continue. Month of Ramadan has completed. If you follow it with 6 fast of Shawwal, you get the reward as if you fasted the entire year. As if the entire year you've been fasting. So we've already got something to follow through with, the 6 days of Shawwal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. These 6 days, many questions people ask, Mawlana, I missed out. Eid was on Monday, Tuesday, I couldn't fast. One person says, Mawlana, I started Wednesday, Thursday I missed. So I'm going to get my 6. 6 is the total over the duration of the month. It doesn't have to be consecutive. Whether it's 2 this week, and whether it's 2 next week, whether it's a Monday and Thursday for every week, until you get your 6, alhamdulillah, you qualify for the reward of an entire year of fasting. But you follow through, and month of Ramadan finishes, immediately now we're in the cycle of preparation for Hajj. So the momentum of a believer, there is never a dull moment, there's never a low point. We always have to pick up, there's always a focal point, there is a goal, there is something ahead for us to work towards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we continue, we perpetuate. But now since Monday, this is the time that the ummah has to fight their own battles. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has let loose the enemy. That the sworn enemy, shaitan, now he is open. What you achieved, month of Ramadan, sometimes we see 30 days, Mawlana, to fast was so easy. These 6 days, what a task. Hey, wake up for that seri. Not easy, Mawlana, it's hard now. But that was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just kept us in a very safe environment. Why was the fast of Ramadan so easy? Why was tilawat of Quran so achievable? By night for long hours in Taraweeh was something enjoyable. Was 2 things we enjoyed. And if we can facilitate one and enjoy the other, then we will be living miracles on the surface of the earth. Yes, there would be the up and the down. You cannot enjoy that same momentum of Ramadan. How you strove and how you made efforts in the month of Ramadan cannot be maintained to that degree and level. Hanzala radiallahu anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's thinking to himself, I just came from the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fadhakkara an-nar. Nabi sallam spoke about the fire of Jahannam. He rejuvenated with us a very strong noor and light and spiritual beam. We could see akhirat vividly in front of us. Here we go home, back into the mundane routine, and then we fall down. So he comes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Nafaqa hanzala." Famous hadith, we always hear it. He says, "Nafaqa hanzala." Hanzala is such a great sahabi. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, I find myself a hypocrite." Hanzala, why? He says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we sit with you and we rejuvenated, we boosted, we spirited, we driven, we want to do something. The moment we leave your auspicious gathering, and then there is a lull, there's a down. Nabi Sam says, Ya Hanzala, Sa'atan fa Sa'atan. As long as you realize you're down and you pick up yourself. You realize you fell and you pick up yourself. You'll go home and there will be those moments, but then you realize, Astaghfirullah, I haven't made my dhikr for today. No. Month of Ramadan, I read so much of tilawa of Quran. How much have I read from the day of Eid to today? Was it only Surah Kahf for the Jummah? And where's my tilawat of Quran besides my masnoon du'as? So I will read Surah Yasin for the barakat. I will read Surah Waqia because I don't get poor. And what about tilawa for myself? What about the message of Allah to boost myself and a reminder? So that I have forgotten and I read. If I've realized and I immediately come back onto a routine. Nabi Sam says, Anzala, that is normal life. If you maintain the spiritual level you enjoy in my presence, لَسَّعُ الْمَلَائِكَ حَتَّى تَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الطُّرُقِ. The angels will embrace you, they will be greeting you on the roads. That's not possible for you. You cannot maintain that level. سَعَةً فَسَعَةً. You would fall down, pick up yourself. You've realized you're not reading enough, read a little bit more. And then you reminded in the month of Ramadan, I did so much, but I can do also. The month of Ramadan came to unearth our potentials, to prove to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Ummah Muslimah, O my Banda, if you could wake up for suhoor, you can definitely wake up for the spiritual food of tahajjud. You woke up, it was so early in the morning, but you woke up. And inshallah, you'll be able to wake up every day of your life for tahajjud. Because the dua that is made at tahajjud is an arrow that never misses its target. Whatever you cry for is given to you. Whatever you ask for, you may miss it and get better for it in exchange. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Ummah, for 30 days you sacrifice one day to sacrifice will be easy for you. To fast 3 days a month, to make any sacrifices for the deen of Allah will be something achievable. But what did Hanzala radiallahu anhu? He had a worry and a fear. Now who possesses fear? The man who has fear is the one who has something to be taken away. Let's give a man to walk. We know how dangerous it is in central town, in the CBD. Let's give him nothing in his pockets. Empty his pockets. Everything. Nothing at all. No watch. He's got nothing. Nothing in his pockets. He'll be walking the streets of town without even watching his back. There's nothing to steal. There's nothing from me for you to have. So he's going to be fearless walking town. The same man. Tell him, brother, do me a favor. I've got 100k for you. Walk to that bank. Don't take the car. Walk to that bank. 10% is your commission. 10% is your commission. Take the 100k and you know, 100,000 deposit into the bank. There's the details. 100,000 he's trying to putting into the different pocket so it doesn't bulge. He takes one step. Oh, wait, hold on. There's a group of people. He walks back. Now what happened? You're so scared. You just did this walk now without money. Now are you scared? You're scared that you can lose your commission. If we had fear of Allah, it's a sign you got an iman you're scared about. If you fear, it's because there is something you're worried about. If we worried about our sons and we bring them to the sanctuary and we bring them to this masjid and we bring them to a safe haven, is because you made an effort on the iman of your child. You're scared the fitna will dilute it. You're scared shaitan will snatch it. So you worried, you bring him to the masjid. Listen, my son, this is the place. You need any advice, there's Molana. You need any worries, please come for the program. I'm worried. It's a Saturday night, you can't be out with your friends. Not on a Saturday night. But okay, if it's something important, you tell me and you message me when you leave, when you reach, when you're finished, and when you come back. They can't be free. So you worried about the iman and you bring them into an environment. So two things we enjoyed in the month of Ramadan. Number one was an environment, and number two was the masjid. Alhamdulillah, masjid for Fajr Salah, for the different salawat, for Taraweeh Salah, brothers had to be outside. But that was the attraction of coming to the masjid and being involved in the amal of the masjid. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he goes amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he says, "Oh my Sahaba, ma a'jazakum? Oh my Sahaba, why are you still loafing around?" We would say, "Why are you aimlessly just around in town?" He says, "Abu Huraira, what's happening?" He says, "Dhaqa Rasulullah isam fil masjid, dhaqa mirasu Rasul isam yuqsamu fil masjid." The inheritance and the warsu of Nabi Sam is being distributed. Huh? Inheritance being distributed. There's a share for me. All of them rush to the masjid. And he is waiting outside. They rush in, they look, and they come out. Abu Huraira, what are you talking about? Nothing was being distributed. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, "Oh my friends, was there anyone in the masjid? Amara aitum ahadan? You didn't see anyone?" So they respond and says, "Abu Huraira, ya ra'ina qawman yusallun wa qawman yatadhakaroon al-halal wal-haram yaqra'oon al-Qur'an." We saw a group of people, they were reciting Qur'an, and there was another group, they were discussing masail between themselves, and a group performing salah, tilawat of Qur'an, and some around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, that's the inheritance I'm talking about. That inheritance that you would take to akhirat. That's been distributed. Why are you all running away? Come back into the masjid. So the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the nur. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. And the next very verse after speaking about nur, where do I get this nur? I want the nur of Allah. Brothers, we are getting into a time that to decipher between haq and batil, right and wrong, is going to be a challenge. It's not going to be for all and sundry to see. Those people who are blessed with the spiritual light and vision and nur of Allah will see haq and batil. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as we are growing, as we are getting closer to qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the forehead of the Dajjal will be written kafara or kafir, different narrations. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yaqra'uhu kullu mu'min. So one person came, he says, "Mulana, what a deliverance, the topic of the Dajjal. Now I can sit back. I know I must just look for the man who got kufr written on his head. I know he's the Dajjal, I'll be saved." So Mawlana says, yes. But not everyone will have the spiritual strength to see it. Nabi Sam said, yaqra'uhu kullu mu'min. The one who's got the strength of iman will see it. We all have eyes. Not every person can see certain distances. We all may have iman. Not everyone's iman will see the kufr written on his forehead. How is it that a believer speaks lies? He's got iman. How is it a Muslim commits zina? Does he not possess iman? He does. How is it a Muslim youngster is involved in drugs? How is it that our Muslim girls are selling themselves? Do they not have iman? Are they not fasting in Ramadan? They do. That level and that strength is not to a desired level to protect them. It's not strong enough. So Nabi Sam says that kufr will be written, but not everyone will see it. So we have to be making an effort on our iman so we can see it. And that effort, the focal point, the central point for a believer is the masjid. If you go to Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then alhamdulillah, now it's a little bit easier. Especially if you go in a quieter time, that you can have the privilege of performing salah at the different pillars. We always read it in books. Back in the days was difficult. Now when you go to Riyadhul Jannah, ask the ulama, Mawlana, when I enter which pillar? Which one is Ustuwanatu Tawbah? That the pillar where Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu tied himself until his tawbah divinely was revealed. And I take that spot and I cry to Allah, Ya Allah, tawbah was revealed here. Ya Allah, send my tawbah on this pillar also. Once in the bayan, Mawlana was giving a talk. And he, in his bayan, he said, Ya Sattar al-Uyub. One youngster burst out, tearing. And he couldn't control himself, uncontrollable. So the people, Mawlana comes to him, recognized who he was, gave him a word of comfort. Says, Bray, okay, it's all fine, inshallah. Allah is Sattar al-Uyub. Allah will forgive you. He says, Mawlana, the sin shivers down my spine. Why sin shivers down your spine? So he says that what I used to do is, for me to see girls, I used to wear a niqab. I used to wear parda, hijab, niqab. And I used to be with the girls. So when they take out their niqab, I know who's pretty. And it so happened, I ended up in a function and everyone was taking out their niqabs. And if anyone didn't take it out, then they would come and take it out. And it was a very high profile walima. And I knew they would strip me to see who I am. So I made dua, Ya Sattar al-Uyub. Ya Sattar al-Uyub. That being who covers the sins of the sinner. Ya Allah, cover this fall. Wallahi, I'll never do it in my life again. I'll never do it. Youngsters don't get ideas, right? He made this dua, Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive me. Subhanallah, someone fell ill. Immediately they had to call the emergency personnel and the invitees had to leave the hall. Person leaves. He says, Wallahi, I never do that in my life. He says, my Allah covered my fault that one occasion. I've taken qasam never ever to do anything wrong after that. Now that sin shivers down my spine. Ya Sattar al-Uyub. And each one of us, look into our lives. How many an occasion wasn't it? Then I said, Ya Allah. He says, Ya Rabbi, you in a problem? I'll take you out of your problem. We came out of the problem, we forgot about the storm. He said, Alhamdulillah, lovely days. And then we're back into a problem. He said, Ya Allah. And then Allah says, Oh my banda, never mind, I'm still yours. I'm still yours. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we attach ourselves to the masjid and we create an environment. And let us not forget the brothers of Gaza while we enjoy Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the Eid where the victory is the happiness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free Masjid al-Aqsa wa akhir da'wanan alhamdulillah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.